Are you ready to make a little money? This is the Music City Bets Podcast with Fox 17 sports director Joel Jelinek, Ricky Merritt, and Chase McCabe on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Welcome into Music City Bets, your home for betting tips and analysis on all your favorite Nashville teams. Chase McCabe, Rick Merritt, Joel Jelinek, our usual cast here
you
with
know
you.
The crew.
You know the crew by now. We're at the final stretch of the 2022 NFL season. Championship weekend on the horizon, gentlemen. How excited are we? Scale on 1 to 10.
Oh, I am a 13 out of 10.
Yeah, like, that's exactly where I thought we'd be.
This championship weekend, honestly, like, even though a certain team from a certain city in Texas didn't make
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, Chase.
That's okay. Wow, wow. That's okay.
Tough scene.
That's fine. But I'm all in on both championship games. I think they're going to be fun. San Francisco, Brock Purdy, the run that they've gone on. Philly, you know, can Philly keep flying?
Pun.
Thank you. And then obviously the rematch from last year, Kansas City and those Bengals. So should be awesome weekend.
Before we even get to the lines, the bets on these two games, I want to know which one, if you had to pick only one game, one of these championship games that happen, which one are you the most excited for? Which one would you watch?
I think there's no question for me. It's the main event, the AFC championship game.
Says the Bengals fan.
Yeah, says the Bengals fan. Yeah, I'm excited about it. This is I feel more confident about this year's game than I did last year. I was
against
actually,
the Titans.
No,
or the Super the championship.
AFC championship game. Yes, I was with Chase during the AFC championship game, and he could tell you how nervous I was.
That was actually very entertaining to watch. We were in a cabin in
Montego, Tennessee.
So in between here and Chattanooga, and I have, one, never seen him this quiet, and two, just the sweat pouring out. And I knew that was because of a kid growing up in Cincinnati and the bets he had on him, too.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of both. But, yeah, I'm excited about it. I feel more confident in this team than I do last year.
It's a better Bengals.
Team. It's got an offensive line.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Another team in Tennessee should be doing it the way the Bengals do. But we'll talk about that another day. But, yes, AFC championship game for me. You go, Chase.
Yeah. No, I have to agree. It's AFC championship game. I think Mahomes on one leg versus Joey B.
Joe Cool. At his coolest.
I mean,
Joe
Burr. Here's the thing that, like, is fun to watch but also ticks me off at the same time. We sit here and we talk about the Titans and the fact that they need receiver depth. The Bengals have two legitimate number ones and then a number two.
Yeah.
And Boyd. I mean, Boyd's not bad in his own right, but mm-hmm. T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase,
oh, so
bona fide
good.
Number ones on the same team.
Yeah. This was T. Higgins' first – no. So how many years has he been with the Bengals?
This is a contract year. This is year four.
Is this year four? So yes. he was a year before Burrow.
Yes.
Okay.
And you got to remember, Tyler Boyd was the number one receiver on this team at one time. And now he's the number three. I think he's in a contract year as well.
Yeah, so this might be the opportunity.
This is
it.
Go
for it.
That's great that you two said the AFC Championship game, because if I had to choose only one game to watch this weekend, I'm going with the NFC.
Okay.
Because I cannot get enough of this Brock Purdy storyline. My goodness. They go on to win 11 straight games. Brock Purdy is a rookie setting unbelievable records every single week, and now he's about to potentially lead them to a Super Bowl as a third string quarterback. I mean, that's just incredible to me. I feel like I'm watching a potential future Brady storyline in the making. Like, I feel like I'm watching history when I see Brock Purdy and this 49ers team do their thing. I also love that they're going up against the big bad Eagles. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is the former Titan A.J. Brown, who many Titans fans have a very hard time watching play on Sunday, myself included, but also Nick Sirianni and his kind of his cocky head coach. We're the Eagles. We got this going on. There was a video that went viral after the game last weekend with Nick Sirianni in slow-mo shaking his head. Yeah. And all I remember is all the tweets saying, does this not look like a face you just want to punch? So I love the 49ers unbelievable third string quarterback story versus the Eagles, who everyone anticipated being there. I would love to see San Francisco take it to Philly and go to the Super Bowl. And I know my mom and her family would be happy as well. San Fran, shout out to the San Fran fans.
I want 49ers Bengals. I want the rematch from 1982 and 1989. That's what I want. Yep,
part
I
three.
Think, yeah. I think that would be awesome.
A lot of rights, a lot of wrongs to be righted.
I'll say this about Brock Purdy. I was having a conversation today with our friend Teron Davenport from ESPN, and he said something that I could not agree with more, and that is that Purdy hasn't necessarily won them games, but he's run the offense that Kyle Shanahan has drawn up for him. He's made the plays when he needed to make them. But the most important thing is he hadn't done anything to lose him. He has been a field general. He's taken care of the ball.
He hasn't played like a rookie. It's amazing.
And that's honestly, if you go back to 2001, that's what Brady did. Mm. Brady didn't make mistakes. Brady wasn't a superstar by any means.
Yeah.
And he became one. And who knows what's going to happen with Brock Purdy. But he ran the offense that I think it was Charlie Weiss at the time. Was probably the OC.
In New England?
Yeah.
In Tom Brady's first year?
You're right. Yeah. Charlie Weiss, so
that would have been Charlie Weiss and that crew. And he just did what he was taught to do. He listened to Bledsoe. I mean, Bledsoe, even though he wanted to be in, I think Bledsoe mentored him. And that's how Purdy has gotten it done. Purdy has listened to who? Josh Johnson.
Yeah. Josh Johnson's the backup. That's crazy.
Yeah. Played for like 12 teams. But yeah, I think it'll be a fun weekend no matter what.
Speaking of that NFC Championship game, Eagles right now favored by 2.5 points, and the game total is set at 46.5.
Interesting.
How do we feel about that spread, and do you like the over or under on that 46.5?
Chase, I yield to you.
2.5 sounds about right.
2.5 is right. Yeah, I think that's spot on. And I like San Francisco.
This game has all the – I feel like it's going to be down to the wire, come down to a field goal, whoever has the ball last.
I could see this closing maybe at 1.5 because I think a lot of money is going to come in on San Francisco.
I think so too.
So I could see it because the money line is only plus 125 for them. The total, I mean, I lean over.
Really?
These offenses.
I would lean over too, but look at last weekend's game with the 49ers too, and the Cowboys. We all said, oh, this is going to be a barn burner shootout offensively, and it came down to a defensive slugfest.
I changed my mind. I go under.
I'm going under.
Because of that. Yeah. Because of.
Also, it's supposed to be 50 degrees.
Oh, what does that tell us, Rick?
In Philadelphia. That's good weather.
Katie Morgan, where are you?
She's a little busy right now. she's a little busy.
She's doing the newscast right now.
She's doing the newscast. But, no, 50 degrees, no snow, no rain. Good for the run. Good for the run game. I like the under. I think this screams 21-18, 21-17. So, yeah, I'm going to ride the under as well for this one. And I'm also and I'm going to start off and I'm going to go ahead and say Eagles. I'm going to take them on the money line. I think they'll win this game. Spread wise, I'm probably going to stay away, but this will be probably a money line type game. And I think the Eagles win this one.
So you're not going to try and middle?
No, I don't think so. Maybe I'll tell you what, I've said this in a couple of episodes.
What if it's three? Because if it's three, you can push and win a money line.
And push and win money line. Yeah, that's true. This is a live bettor's dream game.
Yeah.
Because I feel like San Francisco is the type that will start out 7-0. Philly goes down maybe minus one, maybe underdog, and that's when you jump on them.
Jill, I feel like this is a game where we're going to find out if Philadelphia is in fact for real. Like,
because there's a good chance they're going to have to play from behind.
Hurts, Is Jalen Hurts ready for the big moment? He's been in big moments.
But
is he ready for an NFL big moment?
Well, he looked he looked healthy last week. Yes. And that was as big as a moment he's been in against the Giants, right? And they put a hurting on those Giants. 38-7 Hurts carried the ball 9 times, scored a rushing touchdown, and also had a passing also passed for 150 yards and 2 scores.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked as good as he has all season. You have to believe he's going to be coming into this game with momentum. But I do like what you said, Rick, in terms of this being a good live betting game.
Yes.
Because as soon as the Niners get up, which, gosh, man, I feel like the in this win streak of theirs, they've been able to get up quickly.
Yes.
By at least, you know, sometimes 2 scores, 3, right? And then all the pressure is going to be on that other team. And to see the Eagles really fight from behind, how many times have they done that this year?
I can't tell you. Couldn't tell you. Maybe I mean they've been behind in a couple of games. The Commanders game on Monday Night Football, obviously.
And then they ended up losing
that game.
Oh man, we can't forget that one. We were all wrong about that.
I believe we were doing a show during that game. Yeah. But yeah,
also the Texans were close with them. I don't know if they on that Thursday night
they were close.
I don't know
with
if
them.
The Texans ever. I don't know if the
Texans
Eagles
covered
were,
that game.
I don't know if the Eagles ever trailed that.
Game. They didn't trail. But it the was Texans close. Kept it close. The they
Texans
kept
covered,
it close
yeah.
in that game. So yeah, they are prone to going down 7-0, 14-0, 10-0.
Right.
And we'll like you guys said, we'll see what Hurts is made of. Now I'm gonna ask y'all this: who would you guys think scores a touchdown in this game? Let's give out a touchdown prop.
Kittle feels like a really good.
Kittle has bet. Burned me.
I was just going to say, Kittle burned me last week.
Yeah, I thought he was last week.
I don't know I love me some George Kittle, Nashville native. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, shout out to Kittle.
But here's the thing with the Niners, when you look for that anytime touchdown, they have so many playmakers. Yes. And even though, important to note, Christian McCaffrey did not practice today, Wednesday, because of a groin issue.
I won't say his calf. For him, it was calf.
For Christian McCaffrey, he did not practice because of a calf issue. Running back Elijah Mitchell did not practice today because of a groin issue.
Right. And he when he got hurt, they quickly ruled him out for that game. It's like as soon as he got hurt, they said he's out. So it kind of makes you wonder if he's going to play Sunday.
Head coach, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan said Monday that both McCaffrey and Mitchell are going to be day-to-day.
Interesting.
But that he expects them to play Sunday.
Oh man, that's interesting. I'm gonna give y'all a long shot touchdown play for the Niners. For the Niners, this kid is a Tennessee native. Chase is wondering who am I going with, but I'm not going with the one you think I'm gonna go with.
Not George Kittle.
Who you're going with?
Who are you going with?
Not Juwan Jennings.
Richie James.
Ooh, that's a good one. But he plays for the Giants.
Oh, that's right.
Used to play for the Niners. This is Jordan Mason. Gallatin's own. He's 10-1. 10-1 to score a touchdown. Anytime touchdown. Now, if Elijah Mitchell doesn't play, he'll be the backup running back. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey's a little banged up. We might see more Jordan Mason than we should.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's 10-1. I expect it to go up a little bit if Elijah Mitchell is ruled out. So keep that in the back of y'all's head. Jordan Mason, anytime
Jordan
touchdown.
Mason, there you
from
go.
Gallatin
okay.
High School.
Yep.
Is that the Gallatin Greenway?
That would be correct. That would be correct. He was a former Game Blitz Player of the Week.
Oh, look at that.
He sure was.
He sure was.
That's a good fun fact.
That's a little fun fact right there.
I appreciate that.
Good plaque.
That's a little throwback right there. No, he got his plaque.
Speaking of injuries, switching gears to the AFC Championship game. Now,
no one's hurting this game.
This is an interesting line because it's changed so much in just the last 24 hours.
It's changed a lot in the last hour because I've been waiting to get to this. So what do you have?
So here's what I have. Since Sunday night's opening number, Cincinnati was a 1.5-point underdog. They've now flipped to a 1.5-point road favorite, but this was earlier today. What do you have?
On the Superbook Sports app,
for the official second, app of Chase McCabe.
The official app of me. For the second time since this line has come out, it is a pick'em.
Hmm.
Really?
I'm telling y'all, there will be no spread for this game. I'm going to say pick'em will be at kickoff.
I think so, too. And I was looking at some of the other books and some of the movement that you were just talking about. And I mean, and you got him, Rick. You got him at plus three, right?
Right. So I was, during the Bengals game, I was on Twitter, usually, and I saw where Superbook was the first book to open up Bengals plus three. I jumped on it. As soon as I saw it.
You pounced.
I pounced. Pun intended.
That was good.
I pounced on it, and I put a nice little number on it.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And let's hope it hits. If it does, I'll be having a good Sunday. But, I expect this to be a pick'em by Sunday night.
And I think it has to be because of Mahomes.
Right. Just to be clear, the reason why it has been flipping so much is because Patrick Mahomes' ankle that he hurt very early in that divisional game last weekend. He did, however, practice in full for Wednesday's practice. There's no question he's playing.
No
right
question.
At this point, he was full participant today. He's got one potentially last game of the season, two potentially if they win, then obviously Super Bowl after that. So they're going to do everything they can to shoot him up, lace him
hyperbaric
up.
Chamber.
Yeah, he's got the finest medical. You have to assume everybody's taking care of him.
Chiefs fans have been offering to donate their ankles.
Absolutely.
He can have my ankle. I don't need it.
Yeah. You don't want my ankle.
I'm only going to eat some barbecue with it. That's all. That's my Kansas City Chiefs fan.
So yes. So what did we say? We said now it's a pick'em.
It depends on where you look, but on Superbook it's a pick'em.
Now back to injuries, the Bengals got their own injuries too. Their offensive line is banged up. They still delivered against Buffalo.
Offensive guard Alex Kappa with an ankle injury, and also left tackle Jonah Williams with a knee injury did not practice on Wednesday. Both of them were inactive for the divisional round win over Buffalo Bills. So they didn't even play last week. And, the Bengals did okay. Also, linebacker Joe Bachy with foot and cornerback Trey Flowers with the hamstring were limited participants on Wednesday.
Okay. Let's do some picks.
Trey Flowers. Covered him in Texas. Yeah. Converse, Texas native.
Really?
Converse is finest. Yep, Judson High School. Go Rockets.
Is that where they named the shoe?
I was just about to ask.
Yes!
No.
Oh. The Chucks.
The Chucks.
The Chuck Taylors.
Cool. I like the Bengals.
Mean Both and angry. You guys like the Bengals.
Mean and angry. We'll be hearing that a lot Sunday night.
I just, even if Patrick Mahomes' ankle was 100%, I think I'd still like the Bengals because their performance against the Bills was so dominating, and they did that without two of their O-line guys. Just Joe Cool's energy is just oozing out of him. He reminds me exactly of the same Joe Cool the Titans ran into in the playoffs last year, and they made that miraculous run.
I'm going to tell you, if the Cincinnati Bengals go all the way and win the Super Bowl, the NFL can take credit for that, because them selling tickets to that Atlanta AFC Championship game.
Better get those refunds ready.
Pissed him off.
So much.
And I think pissed that whole team off. Not that they needed any more motivation anyway, but they want it.
For those who missed it, there was a post-game interview last weekend after the win over the Bills. The reporter, I forget the exact question, something to the extent of, you guys were underdogs coming in here, blah, blah, blah. His immediate answer was, get your refunds.
Yeah, better get your refunds.
It was Tracy Wolfson.
It was Tracy Wolfson. That's right.
Yep. Big fan of hers.
Better get your refunds. But I like that. And then this feels like an over.
I'm going to lean over here as well. It's I am. Yeah, I'm going to lean over as well.
What's the weather on that, Mr. Meteorologist over there?
Yeah, over here, Ollie Williams over here. It's going to rain. No. I wish it was going to rain. I actually think, last check, I was looking up the weather for this,
And I want to say it was a chance of snow Sunday.
Yeah, look, I've been to Kansas City for an AFC 27. Championship game.
The Titans cold. In 2018.
And it was cold. It's windy in there.
But it's not going to be like it was in Buffalo.
No. Right? Which, that was awesome. No,
that was, it was that awesome. That was awesome. Snow Bowl 2.0, yeah.
I think it's going to be a fun game.
So the weather at Burrowhead Stadium will be 27 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah, Burrowhead Stadium.
20. Did you say Burrowhead Stadium?
Yeah, that's the new name.
They're renaming it Burrowhead Stadium. 4-0. He'll be 4-0 against Mahomes.
That's good.
I didn't come up with that. I'll give credit to others, but
so the are you ready to move off this game?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Because I have some interesting things from the Superbook Sports app.
Ooh, let's love hear that app. It.
They have lines for all the potential Super Bowl matchups.
We call that a look ahead.
Okay, so
so
technically four. What is that? Four potential options,
yep,
right?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. So if it were to be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, what do you think?
Kansas City Chiefs versus Philadelphia Eagles.
I'd say Eagles favored by a field goal.
I'm going to go Eagles minus 3.5. Yeah.
Eagles by 1.
Ooh, okay. So almost a pick 'em.
If it's the Bengals and the Eagles.
It's got to be Eagles favored by field goal.
4.
Eagles by 1.
Wow.
Okay, so not too high.
Actually, they're by 1 on everything. I just realized that.
Oh, my bad. All four matchups?
You had the anticipation, right there.
So go back. So if it's the Niners and the Bengals and Niners and Chiefs, what is that?
It's Niners who's minus favorite? 1.
Okay. So the NFC
Niners
team.
Niners are favored in both.
So the NFC
so
team.
So the NFC team is favored by 1 in all potential matchups.
Yep.
That's interesting.
That is interesting because a couple weeks ago, we talked about the potential AFC-NFC matchup. And I think you said AFC was the favorite.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
And then it has exact Super Bowl results,
score? What do you mean by exact results?
Chiefs beat 49ers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
The favorite in this is Bengals beat Eagles plus 550. Or, I'm sorry, Eagles beat Bengals plus 525, and then Bengals beat Eagles plus 550.
Plus 525 for the Eagles to beat the Bengals.
Yep. And then 49ers beat Bengals plus 575.
I'm sorry. I like that. You obviously got to guess the two teams. Yeah. You got to get the two teams coming out.
Get the two teams right.
575, correct me if I'm wrong. Like if that's one of those guy. Is your teams.
Yeah.
Like if you really high on the Eagle or the Bengals, Rick. Yeah.
Chiefs beat 49ers is the longest one plus 725.
I don't think we'll see that. That's a rematch of a couple years ago, right? 2020 Super Bowl.
Yep. We also have Super Bowl MVP odds.
Ooh, let's hear them.
I want to hear that.
There are two. There are co-favorites.
I'm gonna say Burrow and Mahomes.
What do you say, Jill?
Hurts and Burrow.
Okay. Hurts and Burrow is correct.
Okay.
Plus 300. Plus 350 is Mahomes.
You can get Hurts Burrow so right good. Now at plus 300.
Yeah.
To win the MVP.
Yeah.
I take it. Rick, if you're a Bengals fan, that's, you know what I mean? If you're already cheering for them.
There's two players who I feel like could be, if you still got that up, Jamar Chase. I think he would be the second possibility.
Plus 2,000.
That is right there. That is the one you need to keep an eye on.
That's what.
He's had a touchdown in each playoff game.
So I'll give you everything. Brock Purdy's plus 800.
Not bad.
Christian McCaffrey is plus 1,600.
That's a good one.
Debo, Chase, and Travis Kelce are all plus 2,000.
Plus 2,000.
Titans never won Super Bowl MVP, right?
No, I don't think so. Arthur Juan Brown is plus 3,000.
See, he'd be the type to have like a 200-yard game in the Super Bowl.
And then they got everybody like.
Yeah, that and make Titans fans Bosa's everywhere cry.
Plus 5,000. That's look. That's
I'm sorry. Who is that? Did you say Bosa?
Nick Bosa. Yeah.
I would love that.
Nixon. That's a good one. That's a good one because
Kittle okay, is plus so what, 10 is plus 10,000.
So you get him. So correct me if I'm wrong. These are the odds right now for these players for Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
As what's the safer move?
I could
waiting until you know for sure the team's playing next week and then jump on those odds, even though they're going to be lower.
They'll be gone.
Or you jump on them right now.
You, I mean, I
either
could
jump on them now or don't
even. If
it's
a quarterback, you jump on it now.
Yeah, I could put $20 on Kittle to win $2,000.
Yeah,
that's. You know? I mean, and that's going to go up if the Niners win.
Sure.
The thing is, usually a quarterback is going to win Super Bowl MVP.
Usually,
Burrow plus 300 is insane value.
Right.
Because
yeah.
if they
because
win,
the quarterback's going
right,
to yeah.
If they win Sunday, he's the favorite.
Yeah.
He's the favorite. He's -110, -120. That's good value.
Yeah, I mean there's some good value plays here that you
shout
could,
out to Superbook. That's
that
a good
you,
ad.
That you could already do. All right, I have one more of
let's
looking
hear.
Ahead. Odds for Super Bowl, what is this? 47?
No. Jill Jelinek, Fox 17 Sports, your home for Super Bowl 57.
People love that commercial.
Literally my tag.
Thank you.
Literally my tag every time I report. Your home.
Love
Super Bowl 57.
Did I say 47? 57. Super Bowl 58.
What? Oh, they got odds for 58?
The futures odds for 58.
Oh, let's
hear them.
The co-favorites.
Probably Bills and Chiefs.
Plus 600.
Yeah.
Two are at plus 800.
Probably Bengals and Niners.
Eagles and Niners.
Eagles and Niners.
I think Bengals are 10 to 1 now.
Bengals are 10 to 1.
Yes.
Cowboys are 14 to 1.
I wouldn't touch that.
Chargers are 18 to 1.
Wouldn't touch that.
The Baltimore Ravens are 20 to 1.
That's going to change depending on what they do with Lamar.
Yep. The Detroit Lions are 25 to 1.
Ooh.
That has to be their best odds in years.
Yeah.
Because they're usually like plus 10,000.
What about the two-tone blue?
The two-tone?
Oh.
Let me scroll down here.
We're going to guess. So they opened up the season this year at 40 to 1.
I'm going to give you one hint.
Oh, one hint.
There's only one other team that has better odds.
No, they are tied with
Jacksonville.
Four other teams.
Oh.
At these odds. Oh. And there are three teams below them.
Really?
Yeah. What'd you say the Lions odds were?
25 to 1.
Is that one of the teams below them?
No, I mean like that have worse odds.
So they're
they
like
do.
Probably
yeah.
so that would mean they're like the 28th odds. That sounds about
they're
right.
Way,
28th
they're,
best.
They're way down the board.
That's approaching.
I mean, well, when you go finish the season on a 7-game losing streak, fire your GM and
no question about
and
the
have
quarterback.
A million questions yeah. going into the offseason. That's what is going
to
happen.
But if you listen to some people, they tell you that the roster is A-OK and great.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm going to say 60 to 1.
Okay, I'm going to say 50 to 1.
He is closer.
Oh.
Teams at 60 to 1, the Patriots, the Steelers, the Seahawks.
That's some good value.
Below that, teams at 80 to 1, the Falcons,
ugh.
The Panthers, the Colts, the Commanders, and the Tennessee Titans.
The Titans are 80 to 1.
80 to 1.
Then you got the Bears at 100 to 1, and the Cardinals and Texans at 200 to 1.
Bears at 100 to 1. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they got their quarterback in place. They got the number one pick.
Put down $10.
Yeah, put down $10. You're a Bears fan. Yeah.
I've talked to so many.
Bear down.
Talking to football fans and those future bets, I hear the same story, which is, hey, it's my team. I'm going to put $10 at the start of the season, and I'm going to root for them the rest of the way.
I tell
you
that
know
to everybody.
$10, like just for being a fan. It's almost like the annual membership for being a fan of your team.
I want to clip that, put it on the Twitter account. Yes. That's perfect.
Yes.
If you're a fan of the Steelers, you obviously want them to win the Super
Bowl
every
year. You're cheering for them every Sunday anyways.
Yeah, put $10-$15 on the win Super Bowl.
Middle of summer, before when it's still fresh and exciting, before you get your dreams crushed on Sunday.
Exactly. Go ahead and put $10-$15
on it. I'm going to tell you two teams that I'm going to go ahead and put something on right now.
Oh. Let's hear it.
Anything happens.
Let's hear it.
Oh.
The New York Jets, 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 because they're plus 2,500 with Detroit.
And who knows who could be their quarterback next year?
Rodgers.
And from our favorite city besides this one, The Raiders.
I thought you were going to say plus Cincinnati.
4,000.
The Raiders.
Plus 4,000 for the Raiders?
Yeah. Rick, notice how he chose two teams who will be active in the free agency for market a for a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not that's bad, good. Chase. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Raiders at 40-1. That's interesting. I want to see what they do with Josh Jacobs. They didn't give him his fifth-year option.
They
so
did?
He's a free agent. So he's a free agent at the end of this year. I'm curious what they do with him. And then, obviously, they got to fix that O-line.
Yeah.
If you're going to get Brady.
But if they bring Jacobs back, then all they got to do is fix the O-line.
Fix the O-line.
Get rid of Carr and get Brady.
Yeah. That's true. Plus 4,000.
Why did they not pick up the fifth-year option?
I think there were still a lot of questions about Josh Jacobs' work ethic.
Yeah. Okay.
And obviously, he showed out this year, led the league in rushing. I think that's more because it was a contract year. Players do that every year.
Pay the man.
Philip Forsberg, perfect example.
Yeah.
Yeah. Contract year, perform well.
Packers, Jags, Dolphins are at plus 3,000. Browns, Broncos, Raiders, Rams, Vikings, Giants, Bucks all at plus 4,000.
The Broncos one intrigues me.
Yeah. One team at plus 5,000, the Saints.
Do you think if they hire Sean Payton, let's say Sean Payton goes to Denver. Mm-hmm. He's Russell Wilson's new coach. Those odds are going to decrease.
Yeah.
They're going to decrease. I think grabbing it at plus 4,000 is not bad. They came on strong at the end of the year. I like it.
Titans are plus 4,000 just to win the AFC with only the Texans behind them.
They haven't released division odds, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious about that.
Well, that's
the
one
I'm curious about.
Depending on what's going to happen with the Colts. Which direction they go
Jags
quarterback
are plus
wise?
So
to
Jags
win the AFC,
plus
1750
yeah.
To win the AFC.
Yep.
Division wise, so they opened as the second favorite. The Titans did. They were like plus 165. The Colts minus 110 or something like that. Obviously, the Jags and the Texans were far down the list. I'm going to say that flips this year. So, Jags are going to probably be your minus favorite.
Yeah.
They're going to start being the kings of the South. Titans, I'm going to say they're probably going to be the third favorite.
I think Titans and Colts will probably be like right
they're
there.
They're going to be flip flop.
Well, the Colts were the favorites going into this
exactly.
season.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think Titans and Colts will actually be pretty even together.
And then Texans, we have no idea what they're doing. They have either. No direction. They don't know.
Yeah.
It's that is a dumpster fire down there.
All right, I'm done with my futures, but I thought that was interesting.
Before we say goodnight, we want to make sure we give our listeners a heads up because of the break next week between the championships and the Super Bowl. We're going to go ahead and take a break ourselves and have our final episode of the season, Music City Bets final podcast episode, the following week. So basically, we'll get you ready for the Super Bowl the week of the Super Bowl.
We're going to hammer props. We're going to hammer touchdowns.
And I want to look at some fun props.
Fun props. I'll give y'all a heads up
on
that.
How many outfits is Rihanna going to wear? Because I already have an idea exactly how many, what songs. We got to look at all that fun stuff. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to go out with a bang.
We're going to go out with a bang. I like that.
Yeah, that will be good. So make sure.
We'll definitely be under some umbrellas for that one, for sure.
Ooh, I like that.
Thank you so much.
I see what you did there.
Thank you so much.
Ella. So yeah, definitely be sure to tune into our final podcast episode. And real quick, thanks so much to everyone who's been listening in our inaugural season of Music City Bets. It's
like
been
that.
So
inaugural
much
season.
Fun. And I think just like every coach will tell you, always room for improvement. And
definitely.
And we'd love to hear your feedback on Twitter. Be sure to follow us at Music City Bets, our Twitter
at Jill
account.
Jelinek,
yep.
And at
Chase
McCabe.
Yep. Absolutely.
Our Chase on Game.
Chase on Game.
There is
so,
a Chase McCabe Twitter account.
So,
don't follow
that
one.
But we will make sure we send you off with a fantastic finale in 2 weeks.
You know what this is?
What is this?
This is the penultimate episode.
It sure is. You beat me to it. The penultimate episode.
Because you have taught us so much.
It's been
our
a season of learning.
Grown.
You're an idiom.
I don't know if that's an idiom. It's just one of my favorite words, penultimate. But yes, we have all grown. I agree. Chase and Ricky, we have all grown.
I agree. You, especially Jill, I tell you every day.
Ricky that, and I need to grow
up. Well, that too. Me, we're so immature. But yeah. Jill, when it comes to this gambling stuff, it's a natural for her. She's awesome.
I appreciate you.
She's done
you
so
well.
You guys
have taught me a lot too. And hopefully, you know, and maybe that's one area we can look at for next season is making sure we're always teaching something to our listeners.
Hell
hey,
yeah.
You know, something new every week. Making for and that's the big thing about this podcast. We want it to be fun for Nashville fans. We also want it to be as informative as possible.
So. Heck yeah. We love Nashville, and we know other people from other cities listen to us, and we appreciate y'all too. We're going to get better. Yeah. We'll have fun.
Yeah.
To me, this is the best gambling show in Nashville. And next year, I want it to be the best gambling show in America. So
the bar is
high. We are
high.
Your code red gambling.
Yeah, we're
your
taking
code
over.
Red. I
we're
like that.
We're taking over. We're coming in with the tanks.
You got that.
And we're taking over like with DX.
With that, we will say goodnight. Be sure to tune in to our final episode in 2 weeks. We'll get you ready for the Super Bowl. And good luck this weekend. May the odds be ever in your favor.
And may the force be with you.